Hi, Suchaka artists. This is Trina in Suchaca Centro de Arte in the jungle, Amazon rainforest, Peru. Today we're talking to Julie Kim. She lives in Seattle in the States and visited. When did you visit, Julie? And how are you doing?
Hey, Trina. I'm doing good. Yes, I'm here in Seattle. I visited Sachaca in 2017. I think it was October 2017, November 2017. And then I did visit again later in 2019, but that wasn't as long of a visit. Here I am in Seattle now, not Peru. I'm doing good, working on a lot of different art projects and staying busy in this time.
So I'm just going to jump straight into it rather than talking about the coronavirus, as I'm sure that everyone's bored of hearing about it right now. So, and talk about the artwork. What happened to your art practice and how did it change whilst you were at Suchaca? Is there anything that that the ecological living here and the natural pigments, how that has shaped your art practice and how it is now? And also, what was your experience at Suchaca and how, in response to your art practice, how did your experience at Suchaca influence that more so? All right then, thanks, Julie.
Suchaco was a place that I could really focus on my work and myself. There were no distractions, no things to go do or people to go see. It was pure living in nature, observing nature, therefore observing myself and my own thoughts. And I think just that natural discovery and clarity that I found there absolutely impacted the way that I treat my art practice and the way that I paint and the way that I think about things. And I learned how to live a lot slower and a lot simpler. And I think that's applied to the way I work as well. The natural pigments were so fruitful for me to even begin learning about them with you, Trina. I mean, now I'm gathering natural pigments anytime I go anywhere. I can't stop. And then I'm making a lot of paint, which is something that I started when during my first time at Suchaca. I was making my own watercolor paint, and now I'm doing that all the time and hoping to start selling them and making custom palettes for people soon. Let's see what else. And oh, definitely in my work, it's my paintings, they're exploring the interplay between the natural and synthetic and fusing those worlds together. And so I would say without a doubt that the natural pigments course that I did with you at Sachaka really evolved into a very complex dynamic in my art practice now.
So part of your Suchaca experience, it's not always part of people's Suchaca experience, but with Julie it was, because it was a very much an internal journey for Julie, and which is all part and parcel of her work as well, and the process is within her work. It's very internal. That's right, isn't it, Julie? But so can you tell us a little bit about the plant medicine that you did whilst you were at Suchaca? I'm sure that people are really interested in learning about it. I mean, I only work or send or advise people to go to a handful of people that I trust are trusted curanderos, healers, in the region. I mean, you take these plants at your own risk, but it can be so, life-changing for people. And we're very, I'd say 99% of the people have an amazing experience with the plants, and it really helps them on their path. Would you like to explain a little bit about how the plants not really affected you personally, but how it affected your art practice, let's say, and how that is integrating now into your art practice, and how you feel it's important for artists to delve into plant medicine. And it's not necessarily psychedelics. We're talking about indigenous plant medicine techniques, rather than what you're used to hearing about in Western world as being psychedelics. We don't really see them as psychedelic. They're not necessarily really, really visionary. It's more of knowledge that comes from within. So please explain a little bit about that to us, Julie, for us. Thanks.
I love what you said about the inner teacher, because that was definitely my experience working with some of the plants in ceremony. It was about strengthening and clarifying my mind, my body, and my spirit, and identifying, patterns or conditioning in myself that was not accurate or true to the present moment. And beyond the plants, just making that space for retreat and reflection, slowing down more than I could have at Sachaka alone, really allowed for some great movements of healing for myself.
So is your work an inner journey as well? Because I said your work was an inner journey, but I'm not sure if it is or not. I always feel your work. I always feel that it's in response to something that's, definitely that comes from that deep place that's inside of you. Is that right?
For sure. My paintings are definitely this visualization of an unfolding and a loosening and a warming of something that I feel. It's a documentation of transformation of my own inner journey, my own inner inquiry. I'm thinking a lot about patterns, and I'm thinking a lot about color and the way that feels, and the energy of things, the movement of things, the movement in nature. But it's all expressed in the way that it's felt in a very deep internal way for me. I think that each painting, I never know where it's going. And honestly, the painting leads itself. It's almost as if this piece of paper already had this idea in it, and I'm just uncovering it, and I'm uncovering something about myself too when the painting is done.
I think we should pretty much wrap up there. I know it's really short and there's lots more to talk about, but I'm not sure how long we can make these podcasts. Is there anything that you would like to ask me before you go, or is there anything else you would like to say in response to your Suchaka experience?
Oh, there's definitely so much to talk about, Trina. This is just such a brief summary, but I guess I'm curious about your experience going to London and back to Peru, and has your perspective on either places changed?
Yes, I'm from Bradford in the middle. Daniel always laughs at that. I always say I'm from Bradford in the middle. It's becoming harder and harder for me to adapt when I go home, because for me, I've become this place. I've become Peru. I've become my garden. I've become all the insects and animals that I see in the garden every day, the river, the people. And when I go home, it's hard for people to grasp who I am right now and grasp what I do and where I live and who I am. So I quite often don't even talk about who I am when I go home. And so I am back to who I was, like 20 years ago when I go home, and people's perception of me have not changed since 20 years ago. And like when you do plant medicine and when you When you're living close to Indigenous communities and running a very unique artist residencies like we do here, then yeah, it's just it's another world. I feel it's another world for me. And I mean, I go home to see my family, and it's amazing to see my family, and I love spending time with them. So it was mostly about that. I didn't do any work when I thought I was going to do some painting, and it was mostly about me putting my feet up and being a little girl again, and being looked after, because obviously life's really hard here. So my mum was doing my cooking and doing the washing and helping me out with the kids, and it was my retreat, really. It was my retreat. But I feel it's, my family, if they listen to this, might feel upset by this, but I really feel like I'm rooted in Peru. Like, my roots are here. I've bought this piece of land here. The people in the village know me like family, and I've got some really amazing friends here. And yeah, so I'm quite deeply rooted here. That although, the Englishness is in me, and I am English, and I'll always be English, and I feel, and I love all the people. But I because I can connect with people like this, then I never feel that far away from anyone. Like, I feel close to everybody. So as long as we can keep talking and can keep communicating, even in these times of the coronavirus, then I think that we all feel close to one another and connected. And I think that that's the most important thing within relationships and community, is to keep caring about each other and talking. So that I think that pretty much rounds it up. But when I come home, it's like, yeah, I'm just, I sit on my balcony and look at the toucans in the tree, and the monkeys. When I first came back, there was so much that visited me in the garden: the hawks, the pachecos, and it was just like, oh, hiya, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Hi, how are you doing? Like, my little friends in the garden. And I feel like I'm a guardian of that, and a guardian of this in one way or another. And that gives me an amazing sense of self. Some peace, to be in love with the garden. But that's it. Anyway, thank you, Julie. If do you, I don't know, is there any subjects you'd like to talk about any more about, your experience here? And if not, then I'll let you get back. How is it with the coronavirus in Seattle? Is it really hard? Just give us a brief about the coronavirus in your area and how it's changing the people.
Oh, that's a beautiful reflection, Trina. Thank you for that. I know that when I was in Peru, I really felt at home, and as soon as I got off the plane, I just knew something was felt right. I like what you said about feeling roots there. For us here in Seattle, the coronavirus has us all in social distancing and isolation. We're to maintain 6 feet at least from each other, and almost all non-essential businesses have closed down. It's a pretty big economic impact here. It's quiet, it's really quiet. And schools have just closed down, public schools have closed down for the rest of the school year. So I think we're looking at another couple months of staying home and staying away from people. So that's really, really unfortunate, the situation. But the numbers and graphs that people are sharing are saying it's all working. So I think I'm using this time to focus on more at home projects, internal projects, writing, reading, things like that. It's not much different than going to an artist residency.
Okay, Julie, so we're going to round up now. Can you give me three words to describe your Sachaka experience, and give me all the details that links to your website and Instagram, and so that people can follow you. and have a look at your artwork that you've achieved, which is absolutely amazing. You're one of my favorite artists, Suchaka artists. I love your work. So yeah, thanks, Julie, and lots of love. You know that I love you, and you're an amazing person, and so sweet, and amazing artist. So blessings to you in Seattle, and blessings to your family. I hope everyone stays well, and I'd love to see you again one day if the world permits it. But I realize there's plenty of other countries to see in the world. But if not, then you're always welcome back at Suchaka. You know you are. Anyway, thanks very much, love, and have a nice day.
Sachaka in three words. Ooh. Alive, free, surprising. I'll send you some links. Thank you so much, Trina. I am such an advocate for your work and what you do too. Wishing you all the best.